everyone, Annette Nada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Nada. Today, we're on What is a Miracle, and we're on Lesson 344.
What is a miracle? A miracle is a correction. It does not create nor really change at all. It merely looks on devastation and reminds the mind that what it sees is false. It undoes error, but does not attempt to go beyond perception nor exceed the function of forgiveness. Thus, it stays within time's limits. Yet it paves the way for the return of timelessness and love's awakening. For fear must slip away under the gentle remedy it gives.
A miracle contains the gift of grace, for it is given and received as one. And thus it illustrates the law of truth the world does not obey, because it fails entirely to understand its ways. A miracle inverts perception, which was upside down before, and thus it ends the strange distortions that were manifest. Now is perception open to the truth. Now is forgiveness seen as justified.
Forgiveness is the home of miracles. The eyes of Christ deliver them to all they look upon in mercy and in love. Perception stands corrected in His sight, and what was meant to curse has come to bless. Each lily of forgiveness offers all the world the silent miracle of love, and each is laid before the Word of God upon the universal altar to Creator and creation, in the light of perfect purity and endless peace.
The miracle is taken first on faith, because to ask for it implies the mind has been made ready to conceive of what it cannot see and does not understand. Yet faith will bring its witnesses to show that what it rested on is really there. And thus the miracle will justify your faith in it and show it rested on a world more real than what you saw before. A world redeemed from what you thought you saw.
Miracles fall like drops of healing rain from heaven on a dry and dusty world where starved and thirsty creatures come to die. Now they have water. Now the world is green, and everywhere the signs of life spring up to show that what is born can never die. For what has life has immortality. What is a miracle?
Lesson 344. Today I learned the law of love, that what I give my brother is my gift to me. This is your law, my father, not my own. I did not understand what giving means, and thought to save what I desired for myself alone. And as I looked upon the treasure that I thought I had, I found an empty place where nothing ever was, or is, or will be. Who can share a dream? And what can an illusion offer me? Yet he whom I forgive will give me gifts beyond the worth of anything on earth. Let my forgiven brothers fill my store with heaven's treasures, which alone are real. Thus is the law of love fulfilled, and thus your son arises and returns to you.
How near we are to one another as we go to God. How near is he to us? How close the ending of the dream of sin and the redemption of the Son of God. Lesson 344. Today I learn the law of love. That what I give my brother is my gift to me. I was hoping that today we could spend some time with What is a Miracle?
I would love that because I have something to say about it.
Okay.
Do you want me to start or do you have something you want to say first?
Is it general or is it about a certain part of it? Because I wanted to kind of go line by line through it so we understand
it's
what is a miracle.
About a particular sentence.
How far in?
Second paragraph.
Okay, so let's get started with the first one. and make sure, because there is...
I can save it for tomorrow if need be.
Well, I think we should get there. I just want us to go through what is a miracle, because every sentence says something beautiful and something we need to know, especially as A Course in Miracles students. This is a very important what is section.
What you just said, I don't want to just pass on by, because as A Course in Miracles students, I would want and hope we all want to put this into practice, like practical practice, daily life practical practice, not just the nice words. That's been my goal, my entire course study life, and like having that practical practice. Like, so we all just start us off. A miracle is a correction. It does not create nor really change at all. We kind of touched on that the other day. It merely looks on devastation and reminds the mind that what it sees is false. It undoes error, but does not attempt to go beyond perception nor exceed the function of forgiveness. So like when we read that, and you remember that heartfelt prayer we were talking about the other day? Like, what is our heartfelt prayer with understanding a miracle is a correction? How does that change how we show up every day in the world? Because if I'm just saying, oh yeah, I just love, but then I don't have this, the little willingness to actually be corrected in a sense, I'm not really going to have that change in perception from error to truth.
And this isn't just a book of insights.
It's not. You'll hear us say that over and over again.
Because what happens if it's a book of insights? We say, that sounds so pretty. And then we go on and live life just like we always did. And I think that's why there's so many people that talk about even Jesus. You know, they can talk about Jesus in the most hate-filled way, that he's going to punish and he's this. I've even heard, like, when different physical or like climate disasters, you know, come upon certain communities, oh, it's because they have certain people there. And this is just Jesus punishing them. That is such a bunch of, I'm going to say the word this time, bullshit. That is bullshit. And the reason I'm actually using the word is because we can say, oh, that's just BS. Like, it's not harmful. No, the real word says, this is actually harmful. This is not kind. This is not loving. This is not how love would talk. Because we can have all these pious words and we can have all this religious vernacular and be so hate-filled. So hate-filled.
So how does one take what we're reading and be love-filled?
How one does that is... how one does that is to say, okay, a miracle is a correction. So we all kind of know when we're just using words and we're not being truthful with them, you know? So we can say, oh, it's so nice to see you. And we're really going, oh, no, it's not. Right? We've all had that experience, right? So like our words, that's what we talk about, integrity, when our words match our actions. And our actions match our words. Well, I guess it's both ways. Our words match our actions and our actions match our words. But that's like, so if we're going to say that Jesus is loving and kind, but then says no, and then he just brings climate disasters on people, it's like, that's like out of integrity. I always think, poor Jesus. We're putting all of this stuff on Jesus. It's like, no, this isn't even how he is. This isn't even who he is. He's just the part of us who knows, truly knows love, and love wouldn't say that.
No, it wouldn't. I have a lot of things going on in my mind. No, love would not say that. And I'd like to almost expand, not almost, I would like to expand our definition of integrity. So you have our words must match our actions. I think that's a...
And our actions must match our words.
That's a brilliant definition of integrity. What I want to add to it is our words and our actions must match our heart. Because if we... And the reason I'm saying that is we can get into kind of like a spirit of the law kind of thing. Like, what's the heart behind what we're doing? Because even if we have our words and our actions, if we're coming from this really loving space, it's not that our words and our actions won't match, but it's getting beyond the words and the action to the depth of what's the content of them, where our words and our actions can stay at the world of form. I'm using the word heart as in, does our form match our content?
Well, and I think that's where the miracle is here, because we can think that we are coming from a more acceptable position, and the miracle will correct you if you are not coming from love. How do I know this? It's happened to me, right? Because I have had guidance that was really kind of like a smackdown. Like, I thought I was being a certain way and that was the way I was supposed to be or should be or whatever. But then I was really shown that I really wasn't coming from love and I was only coming from fear. This is where a miracle works both ways. Mm-hmm. Because the change in perception from error to truth will also show you where you're not coming from love. Right. And I've experienced that probably more than anything in A Course in Miracles, is teaching me where I have been mistaken in that and where I have been coming from that fearful place.
That's why this one of the miracle, the characteristics of the, oh gosh, I was going to say miracle workers, the teachers of God. Mm-hmm. One of them is honesty. And
oh, yes.
We have to be willing to be honest with what is not loving in ourselves.
And really be honest. Like, my journey with honesty in A Course in Miracles is really learning to show up as my true self, not who others think I should be or mm-hmm. want me to be or hope that I would be.
In that honesty, in the recognition of, ooh, I'm not really showing up as who I truly am, that isn't to then to take it to the shameful place of I'm bad because I didn't do that. It's to have that recognition so you can correct it.
Yes, it's. I always feel like, I don't know how you feel, but whenever I'm really taught like, ugh, I really wasn't coming from a very loving place right there. And I've been shown that because I'm kind of like, I need to be shown. I mean, maybe I'm kind of a thick-headed in some ways. But when I'm shown, it isn't a going into shame being shown. Mm-hmm. It's when you're holding on to what is not love, it actually is really hard on everybody. You and everybody that this is coming. Like, so it's more of a relief. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, it's kind of like that mercy we were talking about yesterday. It's actually mercy. You know, like, it's a relief from suffering.
Right. Yeah, it's not like a smackdown.
Well, I have felt like it was kind of a smackdown a few times.
It may feel like it's a smackdown.
What I mean by smackdown is put me in my place kind of, but not in like, so then I feel shameful, but put me in my place like, no, actually, you think that you know, but you don't know. And let's just get to the truth here.
There is this commercial on TV. I'm not going to say the company. If you mm-hmm. know, you've probably seen it where they have two people are arguing. It's kind of a football related commercial. Two people are arguing. Then they say, let's go to the replay. Mm-hmm. And then like a ref comes out with a video screen. And then they look at who is right and who is wrong. Mm-hmm. In a way, it can be like that, where we're not smacked down in the sense, but we're really, our eyes are open to, Oh,
like, whoa.
This is how I've been showing up.
Yeah. Well, I have this, and I think I shared this on the podcast, but I'll share it again in case I didn't. So there was this person that actually, I had been, like, we have one sort of relationship, and I thought of it was one, it was this way. And it wasn't as like a friend. It was more like, it was not a friend. It was just a different sort of a relationship where interactive that in another way. And then they asked me to do something. And I thought, that's kind of beyond the scope of where I thought what, you know, would be asked of me in this certain situation. And I started getting upset. I mean, I just thought, you know, oh, they're taking advantage of me, or, you know, what do they think? You know, they think I have all the time in the world. Some, you know, I just really went off on in my mind, not to them at all. They wouldn't have known a thing, but I just was like going, you know, off in my mind. And I was driving with you, and I got this boing in my head. They think you're friends. And that's why they asked this. They think you're friends. And it just stopped me in my tracks. I thought, they think we're friends. And in that moment, I have to say, in that moment when the boing came in and I heard they think you're friends, all the resentment and all this story that I was making up in my mind, that they were taking advantage of me and what do they think I was, all this kind of thing, it literally melted away. And I had never had that, any of those feelings ever come up again. That was the correction. So that was where I would call that kind of a smackdown for me, because I was really high on my horse right there. Because I was saying this, that, and the other, not to anyone, but in my own mind. Mm. And then this thing came through as, but they think you're friends. And that it just shocked me. It's like, oh, they think we're friends. And you know what? That has been the truth. They think we're friends. And I have opened up in a completely different way, and I feel so much better. But I really kind of had to be told that, you know, I'm just going into resentment, and I'm going this and I'm going that. And really, they just thought we were friends. And it's like, for me, that was so helpful. And it's not like it was, the boing was asking me to go into shame, like, how dare you go into resentment? How it was more
they think you're friends. Yeah. How dare you get all upset about this?
Yeah. But it was like, but they think you're friends. It was very sweet and nice. Mm. And it was just what I needed. And I have never, ever felt any of those that resentment feeling ever again.
That's a miracle.
That was a miracle. That was a miracle. And that's what the miracles are like, yep. You know, so it's a correction. So a miracle is a correction. So it's like, I was all into resentment, and then I heard, but they think you're friends.
So it undoes error, but does not attempt to go beyond perception nor exceed the function of forgiveness. So it doesn't say, well, they think you're friends, and suddenly the car becomes a transformer and we're running down the road. It's miracles only deal with our perception, nothing more.
And it was just in my mind.
It was just in my mind.
And so,
the key part I don't want us to skip is that wasn't then you need to go tell everybody about this.
No.
Miracles are a personal experience.
Yes, I'm just sharing it now because I thought that might be a good example.
It's a beautiful
example.
It was
just like, it was so, I didn't share outwardly to anyone, like, you know, who does he think he is? It was more this me going on and on in my mind.
In your mind, the perception changed.
Yes.
And that's the key factor of miracles. It's all this personal perception, this personal experience. It's not going to be, well, I need to go say, well, Annette, I just got a miracle for you. You know, I could be a part of it and just something could come out of my mouth and then it just hits you like, oh my God, I didn't think of it like that. But to me, the change in perception is all inner.
Oh, it's all inner.
It's not, I get a miracle for so-and-so and then now I have to go tell them, well, you really got to change the way you're acting, bub. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that because with this change in perception, see how that was so gentle and kind. When it comes too much from outside of ourselves, especially because outside actually represents ego thought system, that's when we get into the shame-filled experience.
Yes, I am glad, though, that you did mention that it could be something that comes out of somebody's mouth that gives you the big aha, that gives you the miracle, but it isn't somebody else coming and correcting you.
Right.
It's a correction in your mind. So a miracle is a correction. So here I was on my high horse, and then, oh, but he thinks you're friends. And then it does not really change, like nothing happened. It was just like, it's a change in my mind. It merely, and we'll just continue this tomorrow, but it merely looks on devastation and reminds the mind that what it sees is false. The devastation was my ego thought system running rampant. That it was all of those thoughts that were not true. That was the devastation. Mm-hmm. And so then it reminded my mind that what I was seeing from the ego thought system is not true. And that there's only love and he thinks you're friends. Yeah. And it was that. And it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it was such a healing moment for me. And I don't know how these podcasts go by so fast, but we need to say goodbye for today. But let's just continue going through because okay. This is such an important what is.
I'll have to remember what I wanted to say.
Do you remember what it is now?
Right now I do.
Okay, so let's have you write it down and then we'll come back and we'll start with that tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. Have a wonderful day.
See you tomorrow.